While Southern Hotspurs emphasize the revolutionary legacy of self-determination and resistance to encroachment on individual rights, slaves, abolitionists, and some free soilers look to the revolutionary legacy of natural rights for all, and sectional moderates in the North and the South took pride in the notion that the common sacrifice of the patriots in the North and the South had bestowed a revolutionary legacy of individual liberty that made the slaveholding United States the most free nation on earth. By the 1850s, fire eaters and fugitive slaves invoked the right to rebellion, to different ends, while at the same time, moderates tried to keep the fire of the old revolution alight while smothering that of the new. As historians Elizabeth Fox Genovese and Eugene Genovese noted, the more pronounced the quarrel over slavery, the more important the interpretation of the revolution became to Americans in the North and the South. Perhaps no legacy of the revolution put the issue of slavery in American nationality in bolder relief than Northern emancipation. If slavery was an essential component of American nationalism, if all original 13 states had once been slave states, then how to explain the decision, by the worthies of the revolution, to abolish it, in some cases even before independence itself was won? At the same time, the persistence of slavery in the southern half of the new nation raised its own questions. All antebellum Americans acknowledge that the founders had established a union of 13 slave states in 1776. As the anti-slavery bugle observed, when the original 13 had declared independence, slaves were held to a greater or lesser extent in every one of them. Making the same point from the other side of the slavery divide, the Delaware State Reporter cautioned Northerners to remember that slavery existed originally in all the states, and not just the South only. But their agreement on that historical fact only served to focus their conflict on what came next. 7 of the original 13 slave states freed their chattels, while 9 more slave states joined the remaining 6 original slave states in the Union. Just as antebellum Americans took pride in the service of their fathers and grandfathers in the various battles of the Revolutionary War, so they basked in the inherited glory of their forebears' emancipatory actions. Charles Lowell, pastor at Boston's West Church, demanded that historian George Bancroft give his father John proper credit for introducing the clause into the Bill of Rights of Massachusetts, which exterminated slavery from our state. Like most proud descendants of a historic forebear, the son exaggerated his father's contributions.